Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Hey and Parak Hey Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach Steyarak Besuri, if a person purchases land, a field of vegetables, from a non-Jew in Syria. What's the status of Syria? So like we learned previously, most notably in Maseches Demai, Syria was conquered by David HaMelech, is what we refer to as the Kibush Yachid, the initial conquering of Eretz Yisrael. But Syria was not included in the ultimate conquering of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Syria is not part of Eretz Yisrael, certainly on a Midah Araisa, on a Torah level. And therefore, Maaser, for example, and all of the mitzvos that are dependent on the land of Eretz Yisrael are only applicable in Syria on a Midrabanon level, on a rabbinic level. So the case we're dealing with is where a person buys this vegetable field from a non-Jew in Syria, which is again is only obligated on Maaser on a Midrabanon level, says the Mishnah, Im ad shelo bo leonas ha-maisros chayiv. If he purchases these fruits from the non-Jew before the Maaser obligation sets in, like we learned previously, before it's fully processed, before it's brought into your home or your chatzer, etc., chayiv, then you're going to be obligated to separate the Maaser once the vegetables, once the crops become obligated in Maaser, you're going to have to separate Maaser. However, says the Mishnah, Umi shabola onas ha-maiseros potter. However, if you purchase the land from the non-Jew, you purchase the vegetables from the non-Jew, once the Maaser obligation had already set in, then potter, then you are exempt from separating Maaser at any point in time, because again, these crops were owned by a non-Jew at the time of their Maaser obligation, and therefore, they're exempt from Maaser from any point in time. And the Mishnah says, V'lokeit kedarko v'holeich, and you can continue gathering in a regular way and harvesting in a regular way, and there's no concern of you having to separate Maaser for these crops where the Maaser obligation had already set in. However, the Bar Tanura does point out that he must harvest it himself, harvest them the crops at that point himself. He can't hire workers to do so. And the reason for that is because, as the Bar Tanura says, you want to make it extra clear. Then you don't want people to get confused and, God forbid, think that you can, you don't have to separate Maaser. So he said that if the Bar Tanura says that if you're the one doing it yourself and you're not having workers do it for you, people aren't going to get confused and think that you don't have to separate Maaser. Continues in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af yiskor polim v'yilko. You can pay workers and they can harvest for you. Again, there's no obligation in Maaser, so certainly he's not concerned. There's no gezeira according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's not concerned that people are going to get confused. We assume that people are going to know you bought it from a non-Jew after the obligation of Maaser set in, and therefore you would be able to hire workers to do the work for you in the field if you so choose. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Bameh devarim amurim. When is it true? When is the halacha true that the produce that you purchased from before the obligation are subject to Maaser? Because at that later point, you're going to have to separate the Maaser. Bizman shakana karka. That's only true when you also buy the land. But if the non-Jew still owns the land, avol bizman shalo kana karka. But if it's you didn't buy the land, all you bought were the crops, then the Mishnah says, im ad shalo balaonas ha-maisros potter. Then even if you purchase the crops before the obligation of Maaser set in, you're still exempt, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, from separating Maaser, because at the end of the day, it was grown on non-Jewish land. If you didn't buy the land itself still belongs to the non-Jew, and therefore the Maaser obligation is not applicable in this case. And as the Bar Tanura says, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and according to the halacha, if you only purchase the crops in Syria from a non-Jew, then the Maaser obligation would not be applicable to you. However, if you buy the land with the crops and you own the land, then certainly once the Maaser obligation sets in, you'd be obligated to separate the Maaser. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Av lefi cheshbon. He's the other side of the equation in terms of being strict, and he says that according to Rabbi, even if you bought the crops after the Maaser obligation set in, you still need to pay the Maaser. There's a certain percentage of growth. Let's say if when you bought them from the non-Jew, they were a third grown, so you have to separate Maaser on the additional two-thirds that has yet to grow. And the first third, it grew while it was owned by a non-Jew. There you wouldn't have to pay for that Maaser, but you would have to calculate the Maaser for that which is going to grow from that point and on. But again, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, namely, if you're purchasing crops from a non-Jew in Syria, you would only have to separate Maaser for those crops if you bought both the land and the crops before the Maaser obligation set in. Okay, now we're continuing with Parakei Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Hamisamed v'nosan mayim b'mida. So now in this Mishnah, we're dealing with a certain type of liquid, a drink called temed, where basically they would have a wine sediment and they'd have water, and they basically pour the water onto the wine sediment and they'd create this drink, which is mostly water with a little bit of a taste of wine. It's like flavored water, basically, with some wine sediment in it. So the question is, when do you have to separate Maaser for this wine sediment? It's mostly from this temet, it's mostly water, but when is there a Maaser obligation for such a drink? Says the Mishnah, Hamistamid v'nosan mayim b'mida. If a person makes this, is trying to make this temet drink, and he puts a certain amount of water onto the wine sediment, u'matza k'dei midaso, and he realizes, and he sees, and he does the calculation and sees, that at the end of the day, the amount of the water is still the same, even with the temet. The water absorbed the wine, and it all became absorbed by the wine sediment, and the actual amount of the liquid didn't increase. So you had 3 jugs of water, now it's 3 jugs of temet. It's basically the same thing, maybe a slight little bit more. Says the Mishnah, Putter, you are exempt, says the Mishnah, from separating Maaser, because at the end of the day, the liquid did not increase at all. However, Rabbi Yehuda obligates you to still separate Maaser, because he says, no, the water was still absorbed into the sediment, and therefore there's still wine sediment there, and you have to separate Maaser for that. However, so that's a bit of machlokas. We do paskin like the Tanakama, namely, that if it's the same amount of the water versus the temet, we could assume that it's really mostly water, and you wouldn't have to separate Maaser for this crop. However, says the Mishnah, Matzah Yoser al-Kedei Midaso. If you find that it's more, that it did increase, that you had 3 jugs of water, and now you have 4 jugs of temet, so you do have more. Says the Mishnah, Motzi alav bimakom acher lifi cheshbon. Then the best way to do it in terms of separating Maaser is you would have look at other wine that you have and separate Maaser from that wine on behalf of the little bit of wine here. And again, you're only separating lifi cheshbon based on the amount of wine in this liquid. So if you have a certain amount of ounces of tamed, you're not including the water in that calculation. You're only including the wine sediments in that calculation of separating Maaser. Quick review. Perek Hay, Mishnah Hay discussed the case where a person buys a vegetable field in Syria. And ultimately, the Tanakam was of the opinion that if it's before the Maaser obligation sets in, then you're going to be obligated to separate Maaser. If it's after the Maaser obligation sets in, then you're going to be exempt from separating Maaser. And certainly, if you're exempt, you could continue harvesting and treating the crops as you would normally. Rabbi Huda said that you're allowed to pay workers to work your field when you're exempt. According to the Tanakami, you're not allowed to do so. You want to make it clear that this is a special case where you're not separating Maaser. Then there was a then Rav Shimon Gamliel continued and sort of clarified and added on his own opinion to this question, and really said that the only time when produce that you purchase from before the obligation set in are subject to Maaser is when you actually buy the land with the crops. If you buy the land with the crops, then it's owned by you. The land is owned by you and the crops are owned by you, and then you have to separate Maaser before the obligation sets in. However, if you only own the crops and not the land, then you would not have to separate Maaser according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And again, that's how we Paskin. Rebbe had a more strict opinion that even if you bought the crops after the obligation set in, you still need to pay Maaser the percentage of the growth that it had under your watch. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Vav discussed the case of temet, of this liquid that you pour onto this water, that you pour onto wine sediments that have like a flavored water. And we said that if the liquid doesn't increase at all, if the temet is the same amount of water that you initially had, then you're exempt from separating Maaser for this. However, Yehuda disagreed, we don't paskin like him. And then, however, the Mishnah did say that if it does increase, if there is more temet than water, if the actual liquid becomes more, then you would simply separate Maaser from other wine on behalf of the wine in this mixture. Have a great day.